Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. FBI Director Christopher Wray told Bureau employees today he will resign at the end of the Biden administration.
My goal is to keep the focus on our mission, on the indispensable work each of you is doing every single day.
Two law enforcement sources tell CBS News police found a notebook when they arrested the suspect in the shooting of a healthcare CEO in New York. They say he wrote that he considered using a bomb but decided on a shooting because it wouldn't put innocent lives in danger. And CBS's Matt Piper says that's not all.
Fingerprints belonging to suspect Luigi Mangione, police say, match those found on a water bottle recovered not far from the scene of the deadly shooting.
Real estate brokers Oren and Tal Alexander and their brother Alon have been charged with sex trafficking. FBI agent Jim Dennehy.
The charges unsealed today for Tal, Oren, and Alon Alexander detail heinous crimes allegedly carried out by these individuals.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The temperatures have been cold enough for ski hills in the state to start opening trails. Brittany Merlot has more.
Granite Peak in Wausau is open, kicking off its 87th season of skiing and riding Rib Mountain State Park. The last 2 weeks, it's been all hands on deck, making snow and properly grooming the trails. As of right now, 50 acres are open with 13 trails, 2 terrain parks, and 3 chairlifts running. They're open Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with the Comet chairlift. And snowmaking starts back up today as they try to expand their terrain to the areas east of the Blitzen Chair. And on the weekends, they're open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. with the season running through the first week of April.
Wisconsin could soon be another step closer to authorizing a sandhill crane hunting season. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes is scheduled to vote on 3 draft bills, 2 of which would authorize sandhill crane hunting in the state to help protect farms from crop damage. Because there is no hunting season for the birds, Wisconsin farmers are unable to receive compensation for lost crops. Agriculture officials say the sandhill cranes caused nearly $2 million in estimated crop damage in 2023.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the state's outdoor recreation industry had another record-setting year. According to a press release, outdoor recreation in Wisconsin contributed over $11 billion to the state economy, a nearly 10% jump from its contribution in 2023. Multi-use apparel and accessories and motorcycling and ATVing led to the growth, with each category generating over $1 billion of economic impact. Boating and fishing generated the third most impact at $928 million. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Packers get ready for Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers installing the game plan for the Seahawks in Seattle on Sunday Night Football. If Green Bay wins and the Falcons lose, the Packers could clinch a playoff spot with 4 games remaining. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft.
This next storm of games, we're going to be locked in. You know, we're going to be energized. We're going to bring that juice. We're going to be locked into our technique, our assignment, our alignment. If we win a line of scrimmage, we win each game.
College basketball, the Badgers lost down in Illinois last night, 86-80. That's Wisconsin's third loss in a row. NBA, the Bucks with a 114-109 win over the Orlando Magic, and that means the Bucks are headed to the NBA Cup tournament in Las Vegas this weekend. After the game, Damian Lillard praised teammate Bobby Portis for his leadership.
You always want to make sure that you behave in a way that's respectable, even when it's not going your way, because it's going to turn. You want people to know. You know, it's always great to see when Bobby is doing his thing. You know, it's infectious and it changes our team.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Any flurries lingering this evening will wrap up, some clearing overnight, bitter cold with lows near 5 below, wind chills to 20 below. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a high only around 5 above, but it warms to the upper teens for Friday. Right now it's 13.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to WFHR's Playmakers. Playmakers. Welcome to the show. Hope you all are having a great afternoon out there. Thank you so much for joining us. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Michael Comer.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm alive.
Yeah, that's a great answer. It's a perfect answer on a Wednesday afternoon. That is the only answer, really, on a Wednesday afternoon. We're here to talk with all of you. Our phone lines are wide open. Hit us in the numbers, 715-424-2600. Love to hear from you. Michael and I are going to talk about a handful of things today. There is an Ohio governor who wants to put a ban on flag planting. I want to get into that a little bit. The Bucks are surging. They're going to be fighting for the NBA's midseason cup. Talk about that a little bit. I almost said free agency, and I might as well have, because we're going to talk about the transfer portal, which is basically free agency.
It is. That's all that it is.
We'll get into that. We, of course, it's our last show of the week, so Michael and I are going to get into our Burn the Boats game. What is the must-have it game of the week in the NFL? All that, but everywhere I wanted to start, Michael, then the news dump happens. And we get a news update real quick here. I want to say it was about 15, 20 minutes ago that it does look like Bill Belichick is going to be finalizing a deal to be the new head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Okay.
That is wild. That is not what I had on my bingo card for the next step for Bill Belichick.
I think there's an opportunity for him to really build something there. But at the same time, it's the same problem that I'd say Barry Switzer had going to the pros from college. And it's kind of the reverse of that. Is what he could get away with the kids at Oklahoma with, he couldn't get away with the pros. And I don't think he's going to be able to get away with college kids what he did with the pros, because the pros and that group of pros that he was with, they had the mentality, the maturity. You're dealing with people who do not now, that they're going to be putting up Bill Bolton board material, whereas that Patriot squad really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean we've seen it this day and age with college kids, whether it's or even high school kids, and even some pros still that just haven't grown up, that sometimes the best thing to do is keep your mouth shut.
Question for you, the audience. I'm curious. Do you think that because of NIL, transfer portal, all these things, that maybe there's I know what I'm talking about, 18, 19, 20-year-old men and everything, which I used to be, and I was a knucklehead when I was.
Yep, yep.
That maybe there is a different like approach to this, a maturity to this, that maybe they will be able to handle a Bill Belichick, somebody like that, a little bit better. This is where I thought Saban and some of these guys kind of, a lot of basketball coaches that have got out because of it. I thought they seemed to miss an angle on this, that you could be playing where you're not just training these guys to get ready for the next level as far as learning the game, but understanding the management of the game, the business of the game. This is an opportunity to maybe extend that and actually make school about learning, where you learn the business of football, you learn the business of basketball. How many times do a guy come out of the NBA, gets that first contract, and then blows it, and we never, in the Icky Woods situation, I hate to bring in, use him as the example, but he's such a good example of this. I don't know if that'll happen. I'm asking very rhetorically, with also some hope involved in it, that maybe that's a positive about this that we're not seeing.
I think there's a part of it that I'm going to be very, very careful in skirting around it. It is one that my sister always talked about, and one you will understand. Why did Dennis Rodman listen to Phil Jackson so much?
Mm.
Why?
Mm.
I'm asking why.
Winning, I would say, but yeah.
Because Phil was the closest thing to a strong father figure in his life.
Yeah, yeah,
and I'm getting over
very
a little bit of a head cold, so I apologize.
Appreciate you playing her, brother.
But I've been sleeping a bunch the last few days.
Right,
what I can tell you is he didn't have a very strong father figure.
Very true.
And I'm not going to make the mistake of generalizing a lot of these college. No, that's not true at all. Some of them have more father figures than mother figures. And everybody has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Some could say I didn't have a strong father figure because my dad was on the road working, being a truck driver. He was a great father figure, don't get me wrong, but he wasn't always there. So I had to lean on my grandfather and my neighbor across the property line there and everything there.
In a similar situation, I hear you.
So what I'm saying is some of these kids, and Deion Sanders has done it a little bit. He's been that father figure.
Oh, yeah.
And he's taught them how to not be good football players, not be good students, how to be men.
Yeah,
and I'm going to be honest with you. I think Belichick is going to be good at that. Maybe I'm sticking my neck out too far on that.
Oh, I don't disagree with that.
But I think he will first teach accountability, because what did Saban do? He taught that.
Yeah.
And he's maybe going back on that a little bit now, complaining about Alabama not getting into the playoff, which I don't think they deserve to be in, but that's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. But always being accountable for your actions.
Yeah.
And when you start acting a fool, you're going to have what's going to happen, the fallout.
Yeah.
And he said that that one football player from Alabama acting like a total tool when they got beat by Vanderbilt this year.
Yeah.
He called him out, if I remember correctly.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
So you don't ever stop that. And if you're Alabama, Saban says something, you listen. He can be this embodied head coming down from the heavens saying, okay, this way it's going to be. And that's where I think maybe I'm risking it too much, but Belichick might be that father figure that, A, you turn them into respectful young men and women, because you got a lot of women in that too, that you teach them how to be good people, young people. Then you teach them the business of football.
Yeah.
And then the football comes last, because, I mean, how many times do you see people come out of nowhere at the end of their college career and all of a sudden they light it up? They've never been consistently good the whole way. Yeah. You get what I'm saying on that.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm interested to see where it goes, because I think he's going to get a lot of eyes there, just like Sanders did. The difference is Belichick has proven he can win as a coach. Sanders, he's starting to.
Yeah. With Belichick, it does sound like one of the things that's in place for this is not only some connections for his kids. It does look like his daughter, his son. His daughter's very connected to lacrosse. Belichick loves lacrosse, like it is one of his kids. So there's going to be that connection. North Carolina has a strong lacrosse men's and women's team.
Yes.
Not as strong as Northwestern's, but, move on. That's all we got. So I'm going to take any moment I can to mention that. Another thing in this, too, that's lined up, and we're seeing this more and more and everything with Stanford and some other places where, okay, Belichick, you're in charge of X's and O's. Everybody else is in charge of talking to players, recruiting these players, all of that. It looks like he's going to be just basically focused on X's and O's, and they're going to have somebody else doing a lot of these other things. And then if you got this recruit and they're on the fence, or you're just trying to bring the big fish home, Bill comes comes rolling in to have dinner with the family and everything.
Come to Penn State.
which he would have gotten me. Easily, Joe Paterno could have gotten me to go play there. I think that it on paper, it looks all right. I got to be honest, I will be a little surprised if it works out, and that depends on what you mean works out. Now, if he makes North Carolina a little more relevant, they have bring some nice players in, they're talked about in the national media a bit, that could be a win for North Carolina football. And we're not talking about the basketball team or anything. For North Carolina football, that could be a win. If they're thinking of winning national championships, that I find very difficult to wrap my mind around, no matter what scenario we're talking about.
If they can win the diluted ACC every year, they're going to have a chance.
Yeah.
You're just like Dumb and Dumber. That's so you're telling me, man, there's a chance.
Yep, strong point.
So right there, they're playing with house money your term, house money that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't expect them to do it right away. Look at Deion. They were preached up his first year and they won two games.
Mm.
Now this year, they maybe play better in one game, they're playing for the Big 12 title.
Yeah.
They might even win it, and they're in the stinking playoff.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm saying, is Belichick going to do it first year? No. Second year? Maybe. Third year? I would at least a five-year plan by 3 years, yes. And part of your point, though, about he's just worrying about coaching and getting his coordinators to where they're just worried about that, and you basically have your own recruiting wing that don't screw up.
Yeah.
Don't screw up.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Or else you will get me fired, and I will get you fired before I get fired.
Yeah.
And that's another one. What's Andrew Luck doing now in Stanford?
Mm.
He's basically the GM of Stanford football now, which I don't know if you followed on Twitter, X, whatever the heck it's called, the Civil War, Andrew Luck. Oh, my God, that is so funny.
That is hilarious.
He's like, even though my sidearm is forever holstered, I can now break in the new recruits. Mother, please send more squirrel oil.
There's a handful of things on social media that are worth it.
Hamster biceps. And it's like, come on.
That is one of them. That is one of the accounts it is. One last thing on this one, and we can move on. But I do have to say, and I obviously don't have any insider information or anything like that, but I have to say that to the NFL teams that are going to be looking for a coach last season, this season, I personally, I feel like you messed up here. I feel like you, this guy was letting this out here for almost 2 weeks to let any NFL team know, hey, if you're interested in me, now's the time to come knocking because I'm taking this gig. And they did not come knocking. And that is ridiculous to me. And it's not about, it all comes down to so much of this, like it does with most things in life. People that have power and are afraid to losing any little bit of that power. And, you know, a GM of any of these teams, they don't get there just by being Mr. Nice. Being in that job and the idea of even being Belichick in as a coach, let alone as a coach or GM, all of a sudden ownership, everybody else starts getting afraid and starts clutching their pearls and starts worrying about power and egos and all these things. There is nothing on paper that tells you that this man should not have an NFL job. The people that want to point out how he did before Brady, how he did after Brady, blah, blah, blah.
Who cares?
I mean, how did Phil Jackson do without stars? How does any coach do without stars? I mean, get out of here with that. Yep. I'm so tired of that argument.
What did Ditka do after the... Yeah, shut up. I don't want to hear it.
He didn't have Walter Payton. Shocking. Yeah. He didn't win a Super Bowl without Walter Payton. That's shocking. Of course these guys win with
good
players.
Walter Payton. It was a fridge.
Yeah. They're nice. That to me is a silly argument. If you question Bill Belichick's coaching, I don't know if... I question your idea of sports. I question what you know about sports. The idea that he can't win anywhere he goes in the NFL is ridiculous to me. I'm more curious. I'm more on the fence if he can win in college, honestly.
It's a totally different ballgame.
Very different. Very different. When you're talking about a couple of guys who are making a paycheck as opposed to guys who walk into this knowing this is my job. We're not here to make friends. We're here to win games. That's a whole different ballgame when you're starting out with the players. It's wild, though. Man, if you're just interested in storylines, got a great one right here to go in the next season right away.
One of my favorite quotes all through high school growing up, talked with my mom and dad and just my friends. Okay, here's the deal. and this is one where I'm going to throw a question at you. Chicago. What are they thinking? Because you would think...
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, that's one where Eberflus, he's gone. He gone. Yeah. Then you got...
The Thomas Brown.
Yeah. I'm sorry. He's not... If I think he's their best option as of right now, but I think he gone.
Yeah.
And then Ryan Poles, the GM...
It doesn't look like Poles is going to keep his gig. I don't know if he should.
I don't know if he should either.
Yeah, I don't know if he should, but it looks like Wharton, the GM there, is really tied hand in hand with him.
I give them 1.5 more years if they cannot get a good splash here and improve next 100%. Year. Because if they're still stuck where they're at next year, I feel bad in the regard of Caleb Williams. I, of course, just said, well, that's the end of his career when the Bears draft. You know, I said that as a joke, you know, because how many quarterbacks have they killed recently? And you know what? Maybe it'll turn into a Baker Mayfield situation where he had 4 years, 3 different coordinators and coaches. How is anyone supposed to succeed in that?
Yeah.
Honest question. Yeah. How can you? So then you stick that with Caleb Williams, who's essentially going to be maybe the same spot. How do you expect him? I mean, I think he's a good ball player.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got a little more going on upstairs than what we maybe think's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, man, you keep changing the coaches. You keep changing the game in the middle of how it's being played for the young man. How do you expect him to succeed? And that's one where Belichick, he's smart enough to know, okay, I can't run my system the way that I did in New England. Let's run it something that matches what we have here. And I think he would. And I think that's where he might make Ryan Poles correct in the idea of, well, we're taking back the North and we're never giving back. Well, I don't know about that, but you're going to be a little more relevant.
I find it borderline insulting to coaching that this man had to do this, that he had to take a college gig. And especially when I'm saying that, between you and you and I, man, I'm mainly talking right to the Chicago Bears. Like, there's a lot of teams that he can
win to.
We're
on the same page then,
man. There's a lot of them, but yeah, just between us, I'm trying to be generic about this and everything, but I can't be in my head and my heart. I love that team so much, and that team doesn't love me back. Mm-hmm. It never has. And it never will. But it's one of those situations where if things were on paper, there's no way that this man wouldn't have almost whatever job he wanted.
Yep.
It's ridiculous and very weird to me. And that is a perfect segue into the next story that I wanted to get to about this Ohio state senator who is trying to get a flag planting banned. And he wants to do this to making it a felony. A felony, man. We'll get into that in a second. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good afternoon. You're on the show.
Hey, I hear you guys wanted to hear from a Viking fan.
It's been a while. Hey, how are you, man?
Not bad, but listening to you talk about Eberflus and whatnot, it got me thinking, how fortunate are we to have three potential playoff teams in the NFC North, and actually three out of four coaches are pretty dang good.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminds me of being a kid again.
Yeah.
Back in the old days and everything.
Holmgren, Rhodes, Fontes, and even you could throw Wanstead in there. You had four pretty good. And even in the mid-90s, you could say Tony Dungy when he started in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
There could have been five really good in the NFC Central.
Those were the days, man.
Well, yeah. What's your take on the Vikings Bears game coming up here, James?
Oh, I'm just going to try to sleep through it and hibernate. You know, that's what most Bears are doing right now. Anyway, I'm interested in it for a number of reasons because every game is interesting to me because of Caleb Williams and I want to see his development. I'm curious because of Thomas Brown and I want to see how he does as a coach and handling all these things. But what I'm more interested in and what matters more to NFL to the NFL is how Minnesota does week in and week out and how Sam Darnold is. Sam Darnold is still, while I don't think he's doing this necessarily with his team or anybody else, and I don't think they necessarily care about what the NFL might think or anything, he's still got to prove this to that voice in the back of his head. Every game, every rep, he's got to go out there. And especially,
don't talk about the GOAT. Don't talk about the GOAT.
Yeah. Michael brought up Baker Mayfield. One of my favorite stories in recent years of a player and somebody who learned, who grew, who matured, and also got the chance to have an opportunity to succeed. Sam Darnold was seeing a bit of this right now with him, and that's pretty cool. I'm always going to be a fan of that. We just don't have the games yet with him. With Baker Mayfield, I feel pretty safe to say. We understand now this was a young man who needed this, and this, and could have been this the whole time.
He needed to be humbled a little bit out of college because he had nothing but success all through high school and college, and he got his butt kicked the first three times he showed up at Lambeau Field. I know against Cleveland, the Rams, and I think there was one other. And then he showed up and lit Green Bay up last year when he was in Tampa. So, I mean, I'm looking at it in that analogy of the sense of he needed to take some lumps and be humbled a little bit, and now he can go out and ball out. I mean, hey, Baker, I mean, granted, it was a totally different receiver core. Baker Mayfield beat D-Toilet in their own house.
Yeah. I think go ahead, man.
There's been a resurgence of all these quarterbacks that were supposed to be the guy, and they're finally getting it. They call it their second chance when they were never really given a first chance in the first place.
Right.
One breakout guy that I think might be like the next Geno Smith type breakthrough is Drew Locke. If that guy ever gets a fair deal, I think he might be the Tim Lincecum of the NFL.
Oh, God, I love the Lincecum reference.
Those are good references, man.
Yeah, those are both great, yeah. Well, I like the idea of that. I hope that for what I hope for, and I have since I was a kid, as unrealistic as it is 32 great quarterbacks. I'd love to see 32 really good quarterbacks in the NFL. They don't have to be Hall of Famers. They don't have to all be All Pros. But how about 32 solid quarterbacks? I think that's the least thing we could ask for out of football fans. Well, that and playing fields that are actually worth playing on. Things we could ask for.
That would just drive GMs crazy. Can you imagine what all the lawyers and all, you know, everybody that, like, yeah. That would never work out, James, but I like your idea. It's very positive.
In a perfect world, but what are you looking forward to in this game, Minnesota-Chicago, this weekend?
Yeah, you were mentioning that, but as a Viking fan, you know, I pay attention to every game, and you really only have to pay attention to, like, the last 4.5 minutes, and it's just as intense as, like, your favorite movie, because always comes down to a kick or somebody fumbling something.
So yeah, yeah. It should be interesting.
It's always a good game, no matter who they play. So.
There's no better football, in my opinion, than the NFC North. Always will be. I love it. I love
always
it. Good to talk to you, man. Really good to hear from you. You take care, all right?
Yeah, you do the same. We'll be in touch.
Sounds good. Sounds good. 715-424-2600. Call up. Enjoy the conversation, everybody. So this bill that Ohio State Representative John Williams is introducing, is a bill that he introduced on Tuesday, would classify flag planting at Ohio Stadium around Buckeyes football games as a felony. As a felony. On the quote-unquote OIO Sportsmanship Act, authored by Williams, comes in response, of course, to Michigan beating them so badly. Now, this is such, if I'm an Ohio State grad, this is making me cringe so bad.
Yep.
It's not, this is Kendrick beating up on Drake when he's already beaten. This, I mean, Michigan, if you needed like more, oh, wow, look at, like, if you're a Michigan fan, you're looking at this and you're saying, we beat them so bad that they want to pass a bill about it. Like, that's, man, that is some, that is some pure. Future generational trash talk. Ohio State has, I've never been necessarily a fan. They've had some players that I've enjoyed over the years, but I've never been an Ohio State guy. But I've never really minded them. This is one of the most cringy things I've ever seen, ever. And I know we're talking politics, so that's a big thing there when it comes to cringing. But I feel like you really don't have a feel of your fan base doing something like this. And at the same time, man, this isn't far-fetched. The felony part is far-fetched.
Yes.
That's way out there.
Yeah, that's
messed
nuts.
Up. That is messed up. But the idea of a bill or something like that, well, that I'm not that against, necessarily, as far as, lawmakers should have better things to do. We got a lot more problems than people planting flags. Do your job. Get some bills passed. But as far as us as people, or the universities, or just the NCAA actually doing something, them doing something like this, you know what? I don't have a problem with it. Or I still like maybe going the other way around. And every game ends with a flag planting. Every game. Troy beats Tulsa. Flag planting. Like, I either go one way or the other way with it, I feel like.
One of the dumbest things I've ever heard in terms of stopping something, which this ranks up there now, it's when the Big 12 commissioner said, no more horns down when you beat Texas because you're hurting their feelings. You know, how about Texas? How about you don't suck?
Yeah.
Beat some. And this was during that stretch where they weren't very good. Not that long ago. And I mean, and that was one where, oh, come on, Oklahoma's always going to do it to Texas. Yeah. Oklahoma State was starting to really get in on it. But then once everybody started doing it to Texas, that's when I think feelings got hurt.
When it comes to telling young people not to do something, it's not a matter of them not doing it. It's a matter of how quickly do you want them to do it. Because if you tell them not to, it's going to happen pretty dang quick. I don't know. I understand that they want to do something about this. I really feel like a lot of times in life, we don't need a bill. We don't need to get the law involved. Let's talk this out. Let's figure this out together. Let's figure this out as universities or as people. It's a great learning experience for young people. Or if not all of that, once again, I ask the NCAA to, do a job. Wake up. Somebody call them. Somebody make sure that they're awake. I know that they don't usually wake up unless they want to take away a championship from somebody from 20 years ago or something, or charge somebody with something. But if they could possibly do their job, that would be cool.
You're asking too much.
It's sci-fi.
You're asking too much, like asking the politicians to sign a bill that we need. And that's both sides of the aisle on that. What Bosworth wore, his NCAA shirt when he couldn't play in the Orange Bowl when Oklahoma went out and still killed Arkansas. Yeah. That was the national. I'd have to look it up. I forgot because I just watched the Bosworth story.
Oh, right on. Yeah,
a couple weeks ago.
He loved it.
Yeah. And you know what? When I was a little kid, I had a Bosworth haircut.
Right on.
Honest to God.
I can see that, brother.
I didn't have the colors shaved in there because my dad wouldn't allow that. Understandably awesome. But yeah, I had the Bos haircut.
Every once in a while when I look over there to talk to you, I'm going to see that. I'm going to see that from now on. The rest of the time
I'll lay out like you're a Kansas running back, too.
We will take a quick timeout. We'll be back with more show. I want to send a big shout out to our friends at Quality Press Printing, getting your words out. I want to remind everybody, our great friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, got bingo tonight. right. Their doors opened about a half an hour ago. Head on over there. Enjoy some bingo action at 6:30. And keep in mind that we always encourage you to support those that support this community, like our friends at the Elks Lodge. Go visit them today, 430 West Jackson Street. Get in some bingo. We'll be back with more show right here on WFHR.
The best part about the holidays are the cards.
Oh, joy. Another person sent me the same card. Oh, hey, honey, look. It's from your mom and dad. Isn't this a picture from our honeymoon 2 years ago?
Oh, I think it is. Look how they made it a Christmas card.
Maybe we could do that. I'm tired of having the same ones every year. And these are funny.
I'll call Phil and the team at Quality Plus Printing and have them make us something great. We can even get matching ugly sweaters.
I'll skip the sweaters. Can we use my giant bass pick?
Quality Plus Printing for all your holiday needs.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a very special edition of the show. You know how fascism creeps in? On little cat's feet. Matt Flynn in the guest host chair. Join him.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers Mondays at 5:30 on WFHR, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Any flurries lingering this evening will wrap up, some clearing overnight, bitter cold with lows near 5 below, wind chills to 20 below. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a high only around 5 above, but it warms to the upper teens for Friday. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody, to WFHR's Playmakers. One of these days, I'm going to say the wrong show. I'm going to do it. We hope you're having a great afternoon out there, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Michael and James hanging out with you. Hit us in the numbers. We're at phone. We're wide open. 715-424-2600. I'm going to get in some local update on our local high school sports with Michael in a second. Talk some River Kings. I did want to mention, as far as local, I know that we're still in football mode here mostly and everything, but the NBA, of course, is going strong, and they have their cup going on right now, and your Bucks are about to play for the championship in Vegas. That game will be on the 17th, I believe.
They got the semifinals coming
up
first.
You got to win
before you worry about that.
Yeah. They're on the way there. But I thought that was interesting, and I want to talk a little bit about that. But first, let's talk to you. Good afternoon. You're on the show.
Okay, I want pictures of Michael with a Brian Bosworth haircut.
Yeah, we got to have that.
I'll text my mom right now.
I'm so with you, man.
I'll stop by the studio this week sometime, and I want to see a picture of you with that haircut, brother.
Appreciate the call. And yeah, he's 100% right about that. Yeah, so the Bucks are in the running for this cup, and that's I think pretty exciting. The thing about this that could be interesting with this cup, and as far as winning it or what it means or anything like that, that's all for history and stuff. I'm more interested in what gets guys during an 82-game season motivated. And they are motivated. They are motivated for this. They are motivated to, you know what so much of it is too, and we saw with the Lakers when they won this last year, it's not almost even about the darn cup. It's about beating the other teams and being able to say you beat the other teams. Even,
yes.
That's what matters to these guys more than the cup, more than half of these things, is being able to say I beat Philly or I beat Dallas.
It's psychological.
Yeah, yeah.
That counts for a lot in all sports.
And considering where they started this season and even during the season here, in the early season of the NBA, where some of the rumor mill and some of the things that have been said and been floating around out there, to see this locked in nature of these guys is amazing. And I'm an adult. I understand that this is a business, and Giannis could end up wrapping up his career somewhere else. As long as he's in that uniform, I'm going to take in every minute and enjoy every minute of it, even if I'm the only person in the state that's doing it, because that is a deer playing for the Bucks. How perfect is that? You couldn't have you could not find a more unique athlete in basketball. Like, in all of basketball, I know, I've seen Wemby play. I've seen the Joker. I understand that. These guys are not like this one. This guy, when he is playing focused and healthy, in two steps can be to the basket and doing something that you cannot block. Yep. You cannot do anything about. He is somebody that is willing, and especially in those last minutes of the game, to be running up and down the court playing defense and offense, and taking a breath wherever he can in between. The heart on this guy is unparalleled in the NBA. If he is locked in, if he is focused, that could be a very fun season. It is way too early to be talking about who can win this and who can win that or whatever.
Oh yeah, way.
I just want to get through the season and have it be enjoyable. And if we're looking at, okay, having an enjoyable regular season, so far so good. It's starting to look that way in Milwaukee. It's starting to look like it. Oh, Michael's got the picture. And yes, it rocks, man. Yep. Now, that's a great picture.
Yep. Yep, the pink polka dot of Ty. Granted, I was like 2 or 3 years old, but still, it's a Boz haircut.
That's perfect. Did your mom said that to you?
Yeah, she just
said, one of my new favorite people.
And you can
now.
See that you can awesome. See the back of it there too.
It's perfect, brother.
So yeah,
I don't know who cut that, but they did a perfect job on it. That is a great.
That's
cut.
A good question. I'm sure she can tell me more.
That is a
like
good
Grease.
Cut.
Tell me more.
A gigantic shout out to your mom. She is awesome. That
Thanks,
is fantastic.
Jane.
That is. Thank you. Thank you for that. That is a good one. When it comes to the cup, it'll be interesting to see where that goes. Don't want to talk high school with you, Mike.
Yeah.
A little update
what do you
on some
know?
High school sports. For us, of course, we're locked in on high school basketball. I'm going to be honest. There's other high school sports going on. Talk about any of them that you want. But I am very locked in on the Lady Royals, coming off a nice victory last night, 59-22 over Auburndale. Auburndale came into that game 5-0.
Yep.
And a strong team. The score doesn't show it, but a strong team. Pretty much against almost anybody else. But
yes.
I talked about this with Randy on Monday, on air, off air, quite a bit. And the thing that keeps standing out to me about this team so much is the depth that they have and the reps that they just keep on getting with these young players. The chemistry that they were able to build from last year to this year with some of those second-year athletes, bringing in these freshmen. I see this team as a deeper team than anybody else, especially in the conference. There's not a lot you can count on, but when you have health, when you have depth. That is something that you can really bank on. And again, looks like a fun winter this year with basketball.
Yeah, I mean, looking at that game right there, 42-13 at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
it was. And it was 17-9 in the second half when I know Coach Klein was getting the bench in there.
Yeah.
Leading scorers for the Royals, Anna Schooley, 19, Sarah Shaw, 17. Then after that, it was Jaglinski with 8, Vollert with 6, Sanz de Rosas, 6, Aoi 2, and Nelson 1. So, I mean, your starters are Claire Nelson, Anna Schooley, Sarah Shaw, Jordan Jaglinski, Addie Vollert, Lady Sanz de Rosas. She comes off the bench, usually number 1.
Yeah.
Aoi's a little bit further down there. Riley Stableski's in there, and Ari Kavanaugh, she's in that mix too. So, I mean, when Assumption has run 6-7 in the past, and now they're running 8-9-10 deep, watch out, Division 5. But I think everybody knew that already coming into it. But they've got a tough section, because ranked right now, Assumption, Lena, Pacelli, Pittsville. And they've already crushed Pittsville. I saw that game, and I'm sorry, that wasn't even close.
Mm-mm.
And whenever Pacelli's faced Assumption, Assumption's usually been without Sarah Shaw.
Hmm.
So you tell me what's going to happen, push come to shove.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting season, though. And it only keeps the winter months going a lot. It's a lot more fun when we've got great basketball to be able to watch, whether it is the Bucks or our local high school teams. Going to be fun to watch. It was a great game last night. Now, shout out to Randy and Don for covering that one for us. Nice to have that tandem together. That I cannot imagine how many games those two have done together.
Well, yesterday was 2-year anniversary for me and my girlfriend and I,
right,
and so I was in my best interest in survival.
yes,
you know, so yeah. I couldn't partake.
It's a smart bet.
Still recovering a little bit from the head cold I developed this weekend, and I'll tell you what, I missed out on that one with Randy and Don. Those guys are awesome. I love doing games with them. But I'll tell you what, there's going to be some really good ones coming up. Coming up pipeline here. Had some very good events coming up just this past weekend, or this past week. I mean, Rapids Wrestling got going.
Yeah.
They just crushed Wausau East. Mm-hmm. I mean, that wasn't even close. They won 11 of 14 weight classes. Nakusa Wrestling, they got one champion in Black River Falls.
Mm.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Rapids Wrestling, they sent a partial squad down to Jefferson, and that was more their younger guys to get some experience because they don't wrestle a lot of matches early before Christmas, and they did well. I think they had four champions, one girls division, and I mean they're going to be okay. Rapids Wrestling's going to be fine. It's just where they got seated in the regionals and sectionals that I am. Someday you'll just have to let me go off on it.
And
that'll be fun, and I hope we have people that call in for it that are wrestling fans, and I'd like to hear other people from around the state call in on that one.
Absolutely.
Because that's one that doesn't sit well with me one bit. If you want your best teams in the state to get down there, you don't pit the best two in the same sectional.
Yeah.
Just hoping to get a different one.
The NCAA gets this with March Madness. I mean, that just seems to make sense. And anytime you want to talk wrestling, you give me a hand. I'll let you go, man. Exactly.
Speaking of that, big one this weekend. It's the biggest single day tournament in the state of Wisconsin.
Is that this weekend?
Yep. Oh. That's the Eau Claire North Husky invite, the Friday girls tournament. And then Saturday, boys, and you've got Rapids, you've got Kakana, you've got St. Michael's, Albertville, Minnesota, the best team in Minnesota, Simley, Minnesota, Arrowhead, I believe, is going to be there. I think Muskego, I thought I saw, will be there. There's like three different state, there's three champions, so that would mean Fenimore, and I believe that would mean Lux Cass will be there, Luxemer Casco. So there's some really good teams going to be there. Gymnastics will be out of town doing some meets this year, and they actually started the season on Saturday, which, James, let me tell you about my Saturday. That was a heck of a day. I woke up early, went to the gymnastics for about 2 hours, said in the words of the late, great Donnie Baker, man, I got to go. And I went up to Point, played in the Pointer Pep Band when they took on Trine. Number one undefeated defending state or national champion. I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out.
I have to set you up.
They are the defending D3 national champion, undefeated, ranked number one. Pointers beat them.
Nice.
And then I swung through town, had to take care of cats. And then I had to do the River Kings game, and halfway through that River Kings game, I felt that post-nasal drip going. I'm like, Michael's getting sick. Mm-hmm. So I slept most of Saturday, or all night Saturday night, Sunday, Monday, and most of yesterday, and a little bit today. So, I mean, I'm feeling a lot better. That's why I came in and didn't text you that, hey, sorry, busy.
Understandable. Very understandable. And appreciate the hustle, man. Appreciate the work. And the kind of behind-the-curtain look of it, which I always enjoy, but I know for a lot of our people out there that may not understand that the grind that this kind of work is.
It physically does grind on it, because I'll tell you what, whether standing or sitting as long as I was, my lower back was killing me. Granted, I carry a little more weight in the front than I should, but that's, you know, name someone who doesn't this time of year. But tell you what was really cool at that gymnastics meet, though, Rapids doesn't have a lot of girls out there, but they're one of their freshmen. It would be Elsa Urbans. I couldn't remember, and I looked outside and it's cold, so Elsa, there you have it.
Nice.
She scored I believe it was a 9 even on the uneven bars to win that. So I'm expecting some big things out of her this year and as we go forward through her career, because, I mean, as a freshman to do that, holy, you know what? That's pretty solid. And then
you put that right on the resume, right there.
Yep. Yeah. And then another big shout out to Rapids Hockey. They got the first win last night over East Merrill United, 6-3.
Yeah, congrats to them. Thank you, Michael, for the coverage on the local sports. We'll get more of that tomorrow in our newsletter. You can catch Michael's writings in there.
That's already done.
I encourage you to check that out, everybody. If you haven't already signed up for the newsletter, go to WFHR.com. Sign up for that newsletter. Get up to date on Central Wisconsin news like nobody else is covering, whether it is the great stories that our team is putting together here or Michael's sports. You are not going to get better coverage of the Central Wisconsin area than in that newsletter. Go ahead and sign up for it at WFHR.com. One of the things that we cover here, of course, as being the home of River Kings, hockey over in WIRI, our sister station. We got two games coming up this weekend. 7 o'clock pregame will kick off as the Kings host the Battle Creek Colonels. And Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock puck drop for those. Michael, it's been an exciting season already with the River Kings. We are coming out of a nice weekend. I'm enjoying seeing this team grow and get stronger.
Yep.
But what I think that I'm seeing even more, and I don't know, especially in the box score, what you're seeing with these games, you are seeing this team fine-tuning certain things. I don't want to say that they're in playoff mode already.
No.
They're not there. But you can see that this is a team that is thinking already ahead. Not taking care of the game in front of them, sure. But this is a team with bigger expectations than just doing well in the regular season.
It is, and that's one thing. Talking with Coach Paul a couple weeks ago, I know I referenced it. It's, you know, looked at the schedule, and they said, we have to win these games. We have to sweep these series against teams we should. Mm-hmm. And then in these toss-ups, we've got to win one game, and hopefully we go overtime and we get 3 points. And even if we won all four, we'll take three with a overtime loss or win or however that goes. Because once you go play to a tie at the end of regulation, then both teams gets a point, and then we go from there. But the one thing, man, I've said it before, Deacon Shutout Shaw got his third one, and then you're still got Guillaume Turcot. I finally got the pronouncing on that. Because everyone's Turcot, yeah. It's Turcot.
Mm-hmm.
He's the goaltender of the month out of November. They both had good games. 3-0 shutout for Shaw and a 6-3 victory. They kind of come from behind again in that first game. And these are games that Rapids should win, both against the Blue Ox and, of course, against the the Colonels. Mm-hmm. And I still want to call them Battle Creek Bombers, too.
Same.
But these are ones you got to win, and you got to figure, looking at that schedule, next week in the last games of the 2024 year, you got two against Hudson, who's just, they're struggling bad. And I'm thinking, you know, my simple mind, you could be coming up to an 8-10 game win streak before they play the Squatch or the Mullets coming up here in early January. And those will go a long, long ways in deciding the North and whoever gets the top two seeds. And I know Rapids wants to play their first two rounds here.
Yeah. To get to there, you got to have that momentum. And going back to what you were saying, what Coach was talking about sweeping teams you should sweep, winning games that you're supposed to win, that mindset, if you have that going forward, it locks in for these guys, especially hockey players.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you brought up the goalie play right now, because that was I don't want to say there were question marks about it going into the season, but because it was a little unknown. I will say, I'm not surprised, and this has nothing to do necessarily with them on the ice. I looked these guys up a little bit before I went and talked to them before the season and everything. Coach invites me down there. I get to talk to all these guys and interview them all for the games. And in talking to these guys, seeing them right away, these guys get along. They're friends. They're rooting for each other. They're sharing information and everything. When you've got that going into a season, talent will only take you so far. There are a lot of guys. I can remember Tim Hardaway's court in Chicago. I can remember being a kid and seeing guys with handles better than anybody I saw in the NBA, by far and away. They also had addiction problems. They also had this or something else. They had the talent. They didn't have it between the ears. They didn't have it in the heart. These goalies, they got it all. Check, check, check. They got every one of those things. And they've got this camaraderie, this chemistry that they're building with their defenders, with the rest of these guys, and they're getting comfortable with each other. And, oh, man, is that exciting. Well, man, that makes for good hockey.
Well, you're talking a little bit about it. It was during, I think, the first game is between, there's when they're doing a shift change when on a play that puck was iced out. And two Rafters players, or Rafters River Kings players, and Rafters do it too, is between at bats. Okay, they'll, you know, they'll do the high, low kind of thing, inside, outside kind of thing. So I saw it there. I've seen it there countless times over the years. And then the River Kings players saw it too, okay, do kind of drawing up a play, kind of, and kind of showing, hey, he likes doing this, go. And I saw that. I'm thinking, oh boy, there's something here that, oh boy, this could be special.
And I love the fight, the hunger, everything about this team. It's a lot of fun. We're looking forward to them playing this weekend right here in Rapids. Join the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river at RiverKingsHockey.com in Litsfield, the Southwell County Rec Center. Show them what home ice advantage is this weekend. If you can't make it to the game, we got you covered. Friday, Saturday, 7 o'clock puck drop for us over on WIRI 105.5. Join Michael and Seth for that one, and appreciate you guys covering that. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show. It is Playmakers here at WFHR.
The best part about the holidays are the cards.
Oh, joy. Another person sent me the same card. Oh, hey, honey, look, it's from your mom and dad. Isn't this a picture from our honeymoon 2 years ago?
Oh, I think it is. Look how they made it a Christmas card.
Maybe we could do that. I'm tired of having the same ones every year. And these are funny.
I'll call Phil and the team at Quality Plus Printing and have them make us something great. We can even get matching ugly sweaters.
I'll skip the sweaters. Can we use my giant bass pick?
Quality Plus Printing for all your holiday needs.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll have the latest on the April election for state school superintendent. The matchup isn't what a lot of folks would have expected.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers Mondays at 5:30 on WFHR, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Any flurries lingering this evening will wrap up, some clearing overnight, bitter cold with lows near 5 below, wind chills to 20 below. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a high only around 5 above, but it warms to the upper teens for Friday. Currently, it's 10 above.
Welcome back, everybody.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
Couldn't help myself, Michael.
Well, as long as it's not Sleigh Ride, we're cool.
It's my favorite Christmas song. I couldn't help it. If Seth didn't put it on the bumpers, you guys wouldn't have to hear it so much. We are in the season around here, and we're in the season not only talking sports, but talking, of course, plenty of other things. And we want to remind everybody, we're going to have some fun here next week, Tuesday and Thursday next week. We are going to be talking with Santa. We're going to be running with Rudolph, Michael. Melissa Kay is going to have community stories live, where we're going to be having an elf in studio. You
you kids can call in with your things that you're looking for from Santa, all kinds of that stuff.
Ooh, boy.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it. We'll talk more about it on the morning show tomorrow. For right now, I know Michael and I wanted to get a little bit into the transfer portal and talking a little bit of that. For those that have not heard, both of the Wisconsin starting quarterbacks this season are in the portal. They are gone. I don't know if there's going to be a lot of tears about that, but regardless of if there is or there isn't, I think Michael has a strong point that he was getting to off air with me a little bit. I wanted to, you know, back off, let you have the court for a second.
Basically, college football has been ruined in some aspects, in my opinion, and I'll leave the bowl games out of it. We've talked about that another previous time about how with the playoff, and now everybody's claiming, well, 12's not enough. We need more. Yeah, just like I said, 4 wouldn't be enough, then 8, then 12, now 6. Yeah, just stop. But what the thing is, there is no loyalty in the sport anymore. There never, I mean, arguably maybe there never has been. But what I think needs to happen, and we had it before, 4-year scholarships. Sign it. You're coming here for 4 years, unless you go to the draft, and then you got the 2 years, then you're gone. Okay, cool. Or then you look at it as, okay, you want to leave after 2 years. You got to sit out a year. Okay, get your grades, and then go. Okay, now it's, oh, one, gone, bye, see you. And that makes it extremely hard for fans like myself, mm-hmm. like you, mm-hmm. like hopefully all of our listeners out there of a team, whether it's Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Texas, Michigan, I don't care. But you're renting players for 1 year, and then they're going away. And I've got an issue with that. There's no loyalty. There's no, I mean, I wouldn't say accountability, but, oh, well, I just want a new challenge. Okay, everyone wants a new challenge sometimes, but sometimes you got to stick around.
And
man, they need to start doing a contract with some of these kids. Not some of them, all of them. Okay, not even a 4-year contract. Mm. I'll back off of that. Mm. Let's do a 2-year contract. You're sure. Here for 2 years, and then after that, okay, whatever, your choice.
It's really in their best interest. It really is. We were talking earlier, and we've talked before, about young quarterbacks and having 5 different coordinators in 2 seasons and things like that, and how can anybody grow or be good in that circumstance?
Right.
It's a very similar thing. It's also important, I think, again, when we come back to what is college football about. It's not just about these guys learning X's and O's, but learning what it is to be a human being.
Yes.
Accountability is important. That part of it, you made an agreement, you should have to fulfill it no matter what happens.
It's about being a businessman, too. Sign a contract, you fulfill it.
Yeah, yeah. Because, again, teaching them the business of the game, if DeAndre Hopkins doesn't like it in Tennessee, he can't just quit. Like, sure, there is plenty of things that guys can do to kind of, you know, if you're James Harden or somebody like that, to try to get yourself out of the scenario. But people don't talk a lot about, too, where Harden tried that at times and it didn't work.
Right.
Or how many times an athlete tries it and it doesn't work.
Right.
There is a little bit there to that, I think. You can do both things here. Players can be paid what they're worth. Players can be have some more control than they would have back in the 40s and 50s or something like that. You can do that while also not saying, hey, here's the keys to the university.
You know, right.
Hey, here's everything. All right, you want to call plays too? What do I got to do to keep you here? Like, the loyalty, especially growing up in an Italian family, I will tell you, it is born in you. But I believe every human
German being... German too, man.
Right on. I believe everybody has it in them. It's just whether you use it or not, whether you develop it or not. And here's an opportunity, again, to develop it in these athletes. Hey, you got the quarterback that the 2 stars outplaying you, and you're missing out on playing time? Play better.
Yep.
Get better. Stick out your contract.
And don't take your toys and run away and go home. Oh, right. I didn't like how... No, knock it off.
Yeah, everybody's turning into Cartman. I'm going home. You can't do that. No, you can't do that. We want to teach these guys to have accountability.
And to your point, skinny guys, I'm going home. But now you're giving them a thought, huh? You don't want these kids to have a thought, huh?
Oh, I wish the show... I wish we were going to end right there. As far as the transfer portal goes, I will say also, though, if you're a team like Wisconsin and you are looking at, okay, well, we need a quarterback, there's a lot of them out there. There are some nice quarterbacks out there. There's some nice players out there.
Jackson Arnold, he's leaving Oklahoma.
Yeah. There's also something I think kind of interesting about some of this. While I 100% agree with what you were saying and add to that myself, to see some of these things like Vanderbilt is bringing in all these players right now. Like, that's
kind of cool.
It's kind of cool. cool to see that for them and everything and that fan base. But again, how excited can they get for these players when they know they're going to be gone in the year?
Well, Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. I'm like this. As much as I love college football, my first love as far as college athletics was college basketball. My Aunt Karen and I used to watch it all the time together, and I remember at the end of a bad DePaul season or something like that thinking, well, at least these guys got to play together. You know, last year Assumption girls didn't go the way we wanted it to completely, but you knew that you had a team here that maybe they'd be fun to, boy, if they could stick through and they have some health next year, boy, this could be exciting. Now look what's happening.
Yeah.
But we miss out on that in the college game because it doesn't matter because they're gone and they're in the NBA the next year. I like it. I like your idea. I would love to see something be developed there, something that they can make everybody happy. And you're never going to do that completely,
No. But
you can find a happy medium. You can, especially if people put their egos away and the NCAA actually does a job.
Right. I agree with you.
We had a great time this week. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. A reminder that we will not have a Playmakers on Friday. We got Wisconsin Badger hockey for you, so there you go. And be sure to join Michael this weekend for more hockey on WIRI. 7 o'clock, our pregame will kick off River Kings on Friday and Saturday. Michael, enjoy the games, and thank you so much for joining us, man.
Hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for letting me be here, and thank you for being here for letting the show go on.
Appreciate all you out there. You guys have a great night.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. FBI Director Christopher Wray told Bureau employees today he'll resign when President Biden leaves office.
This is not easy for me. I love this place. I love our mission, and I love our people.
President-elect Donald Trump had long said he would fire Wray when he got back into the White House. Sources have told CBS News Trump has invited Chinese President Xi Jinping to attend his inauguration next month. Inauguration officials are making plans for additional foreign dignitaries to attend that swearing-in ceremony. A wildfire has now burned about 4,000 acres in Malibu, California, and has forced thousands of people to flee their homes, including this man.
Completely surrounded by fire, every direction you look, surrounded by fire. I thought I was going to have to drive through a ring of fire just to get out of here.
Singer Cher and actor Dick Van Dyke are among those who have evacuated. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from